Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've got a guest on the line. Very excited for the first time to welcome onto the Annie Fry Show, Pete Hegseth, Fox & Friends weekend co-host and also author of a new book, American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free. Pete, thank you so much for giving us some time today. It's great to have you on.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm doing a little research on you here, and it sounds like you're from Minnesota, and I want to give you an opportunity here. You're talking to St. Louis, so we've seen firsthand up close what is taking place in Minneapolis. The people who are listening to this show know the fear that the people in Minneapolis are living with right now. As a Minnesotan yourself, what's your reaction to what we're seeing in the wake of this situation with George Floyd?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, on Fox & Friends, first of all, thanks for having me. And on Fox & Friends tomorrow, we're going to do a segment with some business owners from Missouri who talk about how long it's taken to recover. And you've got more insight on that than I do. But it's obviously terrible to watch what's going on. It's become something much different than what it should be, which is talking about George Floyd and what happened and making sure equal justice is applied in the process in a manner that is not just reactionary, but is properly applied for what was done. And it's turned into rioting and looting and terrible leadership and confusion on the streets. And that does no good for anybody, especially the people that live there. And the police are in a near impossible situation because of the that they're under, and their hands are largely tied to prevent the utter destruction of people's livelihood. So it's a terrible situation. It's also a city that has had a long history of you know, left wing management and tension within the police community, and a lot of times the police don't feel sufficiently supported, and that has nothing to do with the incident in that moment, but you've got a lot of mistrust. And I hope that the situation calms, especially as you're talking about this arrest as part of it. But it, right now, the indications don't show that.
We're speaking with Pete Hegseth, author of American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free, also a co-host of Fox and Friends on the weekend. Your criticism of the leadership there in Minnesota, the president and the Justice Department has stepped in. I got to point out that when we were dealing with this in St. Louis, the administration was in a much different position. It was a much different look with the Obama administration, Eric Holder and the like. What do you think that the president's leadership here, the Justice Department's leadership here, how is that going to contribute to something productive coming out of this?
I think he's spoken to the governor, making sure that any resources and support they would like will be provided is important. But it will be different, and I think because you effectively have the view of Obama and Holder in Minneapolis with Walz and Keith Ellison and Jacob Frey. I mean, that's their view of the situation.
It'll be interesting. It'll just be interesting to see how the combination of that leadership there works. I mean, when we booked you to come onto the show, we wanted to talk to you about your book. We wanted to talk to you about opening up our country again and rebuilding this country. And in your home state, we are seeing, you know, an even different kind of destruction right now. It's not what Minnesotans need. It's not what these business owners who don't have any direct, you know, correlation to the actual situation are having to suffer in an even worse way. How does this affect in that state? How does this affect the ability to fight a pandemic at the same time to fight what could potentially be, you know, viewed as a race war? We've seen it here locally. How does your Rebuilding America push factor into this attention that has now been thrust onto the state of Minnesota for the entire nation?
Well, I don't think it's going to change the view of Minnesotans throughout the state who feel the need to that the lockdown orders have gone on too long and they're draconian and we need to open up. I mean, what you see in the streets of Minneapolis is the immediate destruction of businesses. What you see throughout the state and throughout the country is the slow motion destruction of businesses as people are not respected enough to open up their own establishments and provide a living for themselves. And ultimately, it all comes down to personal freedom and choice. If you don't want to go out, you don't have to. The thing is, that same choice is not one for the people that live in the neighborhoods that are burning right now. And the authorities have a responsibility to provide law and order to them. And to see that abdicated over the last 48 hours is a sad scene. So listen, we have to reopen. This is a news story that's getting a lot of attention, and understandably so. But the bigger news story is what's being done to our economy by governors who refuse to listen to the people and common sense and reopen in ways that the cure doesn't become worse than the virus.
Well, it looks like we've lost Ryan here. He was going to ask you a question. I live in the state of Illinois. I live right across the river from Mississippi, on the Mississippi River from St. Louis. Governor Pritzker here last night. I don't know if you are following this specifically, but on a broader sense, the governor told us that we weren't going to be able to worship in church with more than 50 people until we had a vaccine. Justice Brett Kavanaugh told, because the governor was being sued, told the governor, we're going to need you to respond to this lawsuit by 8 p.m. last night. He crumbled and he just, you know, he folded on the whole issue and reissued some guidelines. But I think it was very interesting and compelling to see how some of these suggestions have been put out there to the constituents of somebody like Governor Pritzker as law. And anytime anybody challenges them on that, they throw threats out there. But once the legal system comes back in, they all back off. And they all tell you, like, well, we need to be smart. And they give you all of this implicative advice that at the end of the day, if it's causing you to lose your business and lose your livelihood, where one day you were going to work, one day you were building a business, the next day you were told you can't, you're not allowed to. I mean, do you think that the pushback on some of these oppressive state governments and legislatures, do you think that's a necessity to get the country moving again?
100%. I mean, you can't count on these governors who are drunk on their power to come to their own senses and decide, you know what, I'm going to start paying attention to the Constitution now. I unfortunately live in New Jersey, where Phil Murphy said famously, the Bill of Rights is above his pay grade. I mean, that's the way they're thinking. All the control, all the nanny state you can imagine because of public health. And yet the more we learn about this virus, the more we can tailor who we protect and then trust people to make their own decisions. But it's not going to, I mean, it's like anything else. I mean, the subtitle of my book, American Crusade, is Our Fight to Stay Free. You don't stay free unless you fight and agitate against people who inevitably want to consolidate more power. And whether it's religious freedom or freedom of assembly or freedom, I mean, who knew there was a freedom to open up your own business, which of course there is, but it hits people who are not necessarily politically active and say, wait, I don't follow the news day by day, but I am an entrepreneur and I do know my rights and I do work hard, and this is out of control. And it's going to take neighborhoods and city blocks and small towns saying, we're open, we are open. And you dare the mayor or you dare the governor to come arrest everybody and shut it all down, because they're ultimately afraid of the sunlight and the scrutiny. And so it's going to take political courage for some of these owners and mayors and others to step forward.
We're speaking with Pete Hegseth, Fox and Friends Weekend co-host, author of American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free. When you say the word crusade, I mean, that is a very aggressive word. I'll tell you, here in Southern Illinois, where I am, New Jersey probably feels a little bit of this. I've heard from many people, New York, also California, feel this way. You've got really big, you know, condensed populated areas, and then the rest of the state kind of has to just get drug along with the policies of those populist centers. In Southern Illinois, people, there is an actual effort right now to recall Governor Pritzker. And I am seeing people who are signing this petition, because I've been to some of these events, signing this petition, and they're saying they've always voted Democrat. They're union people, they're public, public yep. workers. The crusade part of what your book is titled here, I think, is the perfect word for there's an energy right now in this country of people who are just really, really tired of the status quo. And it's almost as if the left has taken this one step too far. And it feels to me like when they're challenged on it, a lot of these leftists, the political candidates that we see, they double down. And it's almost as if, like, you're not smart enough to understand how right we are. So they push and push and push. Do you see kind of an American awakening to how far apart that we have gotten from a political party, or how far left the Democratic Party has gone?
I think so. That's why the first part of the book, because the whole terrain has shifted. These are not your daddy's Democrats. This is not the traditional differences between left and right. And a lot of it has to do, and I talk about my own progression with the candidacy and election of Donald Trump, who has fought against the left in ways Republicans, conservatives, patriots, Christians have never done before. He's fought fire with fire, called them names, called them fake news, fought their politically correct labels, and charged all the way through in a way that's energized people. I mean, I call him the see something, say something president. And he says the things we've all been thinking, but he just says them out loud. And also, we've grown a Trump spine as a result. But that toughness has exposed the left for the depth of their deception. They've popped out of the tall grass and been exposed for who they are. And now they double down because it's who they've always been.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes, but it is treacherous.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free, it's a wonderful book. I'm looking at all of these reviews you've gotten from such high-profile people. It's a must-get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.